The objective is to gather evidence on the question of mercenary and mercenary-related activity and how it affects human rights in the CAR. And that's what we've done. We report back to the Human Rights Council and the General Assembly on our findings, and that we will do next year.
And what were your findings here?
Well, our findings preliminary are that the use of foreigners in the atrocities is a real problem and needs to be sorted out as soon as possible before the peace and justice program can be implemented in an effective and sustainable manner.
Are there mercenaries in Central African Republic?
It seems to me that there certainly are. There's a lot of evidence that there are people who are foreign who are involved in the armed conflict and are destabilizing and causing problems in the country.
How many are there?
We don't know the exact numbers, but they certainly range to more than 1,000, if not more than a few thousand.
You went in the countryside?
We went to Bria, and we met some people who claimed they were combatants, and they acknowledge that it's a problem. And the big question for us is, who are citizens and who are foreigners? Mm-hmm. And that needs to be sorted out by the government as soon as possible as well.
Those people that you met, were they mercenaries or not?
They deny that they were mercenaries, but that's an issue that needs to be decided by the government or by the people of Central African Republic.
What comes next?
We write a report and we present it to the Human Rights Council at its session in the third quarter next year.
So what do you think should be done in order to stop these mercenaries activities in this country?
Well, one of the problems is that there's a porous border, at least between Chad and Sudan and the Central African Republic, and it needs to be considered as to who is a foreigner, accept the fact that the borders are porous, and deal with it accordingly.
Thank you. Do you have a message to send to Central African people?
Just good luck in the process of national unity and reconciliation, and we all hope that things develop in a sustainable and progressive manner so that human rights can be realized and enjoyed for all.